Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. On Thursday, a chance to visit with North Dakota Congressman Kelly Armstrong about several issues involving agriculture, including what is going on in the meat processing industry.
Four main companies control 80% of the meat processing in our country, and what we're hoping to do is get away from that. So what types of things are holding that back from other companies being part of the process?
Absolutely. It's as simple as overtime and compliance officers and things that large companies, and it should be pointed out that several of these companies are foreign owned as well. So, that also is important. So what we would like to do, we want to look at this from every way we can. You know, Wyoming's got a good law. We want to reduce the burdensome regulation that allows smaller processors to compete in the marketplace. And also, any and every way we can, figure out to get more of a direct link from consumers and producers and figure out what parts of that middleman scenario are really unneeded and unnecessary.
I know there's an investigation going on, too, from the Department of Justice into what's going on with the prices. I think a lot of us have seen sticker shock recently, especially on the beef side of the industry. But then at the same time, we're hearing cattle producers struggling to get enough money to break even, and something isn't jiving there. So can you describe a little bit where that process is right now?
Yeah, and we actually witnessed that before COVID, and that's when there was a fire at the processing plant in Kansas City. And at that time, we were like, "Listen, if this is such a tightly controlled midstream portion that one fire that shuts down a part of one plant can move the price this much, there's real problem." And I think that is that gets to the underlying issue. Without producers, we don't have quality American beef. Without midstream guys, somebody else will take up that slack. And this has been far and away tilted too long to the midstream and the packers and those guys at the expense of the producers. So we're going to continue to move forward on this, and we're going to continue to push it. You know, we started this a while ago. We issued a letter to the regarding Brazilian imports and how we thought that was absolutely unacceptable at this given time. So it does get some of this stuff. We have to be cognizant of our overall trade agreements, because we don't want to get into a situation where we're saying things that make everybody happy but aren't really going to work because of WTA rulings and just overall things. The one nice thing is this was a lonely argument to have in D.C. about 6 months ago. And now there are a lot more people way more engaged on it. So I'm hopeful we can get something done.
COVID-19 is never a good thing, but I think one thing that's happened in this is people now understand the agriculture industry a bit more than they probably did years ago.
Well, yeah. When you can't get meat at a grocery store and the producers are culling cattle, you know there's a problem.
Kelly, I did want to ask you about COVID-19 and the relief packages that have come out specifically on the agriculture side. I want to bring up CFAP. I know when that initially was announced, there's a lot of money, a lot of growers, farmers, and cattle industry officials were excited about the package. Now that the package is out, they're kind of the devil is in the details a little bit, maybe not quite as helpful as some were hoping. Are you getting any feedback from the agriculture industry on how CFAP has been received?
We get both sides of that, and I think that's the problem. You know, we dealt with the same thing in PPP. Farmers want markets. They don't want government programs. We know that, but given the scenarios of what's going on, problem with any of these is eventually a line has to get drawn, and somebody's going to be on the right side of that line, and somebody's going to be on the wrong side of that line.
Again, that's North Dakota Congressman Kelly Armstrong. This is Inside Agriculture.